I want to share with you a medrash which is mentioned in the Das Kenim Balei Tosis. He says that the Mishkan is something special because it has in it, corresponding to the Briyas Shemayim Ba'aretz. And he points out how every one of the days something happens, and there is something which corresponds to it in the Mishkan. So the first day, the Baruch Hashem made the Shemayim, which is compared to a Yiriya, and in the Mishkan there were Yiriyos Izim, Yikavu Hamayim, and there was the Kir, which had water in it. The Rambam Oris, and you have the Menorah. There were Ofi Ofeif, and there was the crushing, which were Pasek and Ophayim. He says on the second day that the way what corresponds is there was a Havdalah on the second day. And by the Mishkan, it also says there's the union of Havdalah. So everything else, the Baruch Hu created something of substance. He created the Shemayim. We have something which corresponds to the Shemayim. He created the Or. We have the Menorah. He created the water. We have the Kir holding the water. And we have the Pasek and Ophayim. And we have the Shishi, says is Adam. Connected that is the Kayan who's Oved in the Beis HaMikdash. Here it's seemingly it's an act that Baruch Hu did. He divided between the two things. And the Perichas acts as the Havdalah. So Havdalah seems to be something of significance, that it needs to have a corresponding element. A, that we should define that the defining element of the defining elements of that day, what happened is there's an act of Havdalah. And the defining elements, the fact that there's a parochus, the parochus, of course, the hechatim of alma, to, as it were, protect the Kaddish Kedoshim. That it's not; it should be different. It should be understood. You can't just go in there at all. Havdalah seems to be a significant item of in and of itself, not because of the fact that just it acts as a parochus to protect something. We say Havdalah, Motzei Shabbos, in the bracha of Das, because if there's no Das, Havdalah minayin. Be'etzem, in the world of the Yeshivish world, to a certain extent, this is what Reb Chaim Brisker's point was, that taking two seemingly similar ideas and finding the point how they're different helps you clarify what they are. The Koach of Havdalah is an expression of the Koach of Das. Knowing something is... Truly knowing something means the way to understand how it's unique. Uniqueness means how it's different from something else. So Havdalah is not just... Havdalah is... We don't really understand something. Yeah, it's all the same. It means you don't really understand it. The person says, you know, all women are the same. Well, that's not true because my wife is unique. So I know my wife. I have Das. When he understood in what way she is... not everybody else, and she's specifically connected to him, and why she's connected to him, and what she has to be connected to him, etc. So the koach of uniqueness is something which we need to do to be able to really understand something. So Havdalah is the keli which the Rosh put on the Bria to understand, to get it, let us understand what something really is. And it's significant that this is put into the Bria and day two. That you have to understand what's unique about Oritz, what makes Oritz unique and special, that it's not just Shemayim, it's something totally different in a certain way. And it might lead to Shemayim eventually, but the unique opportunities that Oritz provides is something which is going to be necessary for the Bria, and we need to understand it. To understand the difference between Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim is something which we need to understand. And we're not going to understand what Kodesh and what Kodesh Kedoshim is until we understand how each one is unique and special. So the Kodesh Havdalah is something which a person needs to appreciate for its as a special tool the Baruch Hashem gave us to give us the Keli to truly understand something for what it really is. Have a good Shabbos.